This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host today is Patty Zunica, and Catholic Schools Week comes up every year about this time, and it's a good chance for us to take a really good look at the Catholic schools in both the Archdiocese of Indianapolis and the Diocese of Lafayette. Today we've got two guests with us on the phone.
Right, and today we are talking to the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Our guests are Gina Fleming, Superintendent of Catholic Schools, and Mary McCoy, Assistant Superintendent of Catholic Schools. So, hello, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Patty. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
Yes. Good morning.
Appreciate the opportunity to tell everyone. We have a wonderful listener audience who are very familiar with Catholic schools, but there are a lot of people out there who are considering it, who maybe are converts to the faith and really don't know. So we would love you to tell us, what is Catholic Schools Week and what is Catholic Schools Week all about?
Thanks for asking. We love that we are able to celebrate our Catholic schools every day in various ways in each community, but Catholic Schools Week is an opportunity for all Catholic schools to be recognized nationally and for awareness to be brought to the value of Catholic education and formation. We recognize parents as the first teachers of our youth, and our schools are designed as a ministry of the church, in an effort to help parents carry on the faith through really great education and formation opportunities. This celebration is a celebration of our vital ministry of education throughout central and southern Indiana, as well as the total nation.
Now, when you say celebrating nationally the ministry of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, what is it we'll be celebrating?
So this is Mary, and I'd like to share some of the great people and the groups that we will be celebrating this week. Each day focuses on a particular group that we like to highlight and tell the wonderful things, the way we partner with our Catholic schools in these different groups. And as you can imagine, our parishes, our wonderful pastors are certainly groups that we celebrate with, as well as our parishioners that support our Catholic schools. Many of our schools have local partnerships and relationships with their communities and those that support Catholic education in the community. Of course, we're celebrating our wonderful students, our faculty and staff, and our families and the parents. As we all know, Catholic education wouldn't be what it is today without these wonderful supporters. And also, Patty, we're blessed to live in a nation whose constitution actually embraces our religious liberty. So this allows parents to choose a school that aligns with their beliefs. And so we also celebrate our nation this week. And on a side note, another wonderful celebration, we will be out visiting in schools this week and celebrating and highlighting five of our finalists, with one of those being our recipient of the St. Theodore Guerin Excellence in Education Award. And this is a way for us to highlight some of the wonderful teachers that are in our schools and continuing to further that mission of our Catholic schools.
Oh, is that an award that goes to just one person or one school, or can it go to more than
one? It is, just one of our teachers, and we haven't announced that final recipient yet, but we're down to our five finalists, so excited to announce that this week.
All right. What are your thoughts? Maybe a lot of our listeners probably went to Catholic schools as they were growing up, but for a lot of our listeners who are, well, not as old as I am, but a little older, they may remember the Catholic schools as being mostly all nuns, and that's our sisters, and that's not true anymore. How has that affected Catholic education?
Well, Jim, this is Gina. You know, the mission of our Catholic schools remains the same as what it's been for since since the inception of Catholic education, and that is the formation of young people through holistic, engaging, and academically excellent programming that integrates our faith, culture, and life as modeled by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Master Teacher, where we were very fortunate to have many from religious life serving in our Catholic schools for years. We now have fewer, yet we have incredibly dedicated faculty and staff who are very committed to carrying on the mission of our Catholic schools in the ways that they serve. We take very seriously the role of teachers as ministers of the faith, both in and out of school, and living out that mission in a way that helps young people come to encounter Christ in beautiful ways. So whether that's in a classroom or on a playing field or on a stage, the students all come to know, love, and serve God more fully through their experience in our Catholic schools.
So, Gina, it sounds like when you talk about the mission of the Catholic schools, you're really talking about the opportunity to grow educationally as well as spiritually and educating the entire person.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. It is about that holistic growth, for sure.
Okay, and when we look at how many students, if you could tell us how many students, the number of educators, the number of schools throughout the Archdiocese. I know you have you mentioned earlier, you have a wide geographical range, but that also is, that includes then a variety because of the different schools, I would think, have a different flavor or a different geographical area that they cover and teach.
Right, Mary?
Yes, so we the Archdiocese of Annapolis consists of 68 schools, and as you said, Patty, we do cover quite a wide range from central to southern Indiana. So from the furthest north side of Indianapolis, clear down to the New Albany, the Clarksville area, down to the river. So, our schools include urban, suburban, rural communities. We serve about more than 22,000 students with almost 2,000 outstanding faculty and staff members. So it's quite a few students and faculty and staff that we continue to pass on that mission, as Gina talked about, of our Catholic schools.
Now, is the number of schools growing or shrinking or about staying the same?
It's stayed the same now for a few years. We've been at 68 schools, Gina, for several years now, I would say.
And is there ever, occasionally, unfortunately, we hear of a school closing for one reason or another. Are there new Catholic schools coming online, or potentially could new schools, Catholic schools, come online?
Well, it is interesting.
We always. Go ahead, Gina.
Right now, we are seeing such a growth in the downtown Indianapolis area of young families. St. John's Catholic Church is an example of a parish without a Catholic school. And so looking at how the demographics are changing here in the downtown area and how we might best serve the members of the communities is really essential to our work here in the Office of Catholic Schools. Similarly, one of our responsibilities is to look at current structures and to identify if perhaps different models might be considered. So, for example, the majority of our elementary schools are parish schools. They're a direct ministry of a parish. However, we have a few schools that follow a different model. We have our five Center City schools, for example, that are not under the governance of any one parish, but instead are centralized in the supports and measures of operational vitality as Notre Dame ACE Academies. So it's a consortium type model. We also have schools like in Prince of Peace Madison or Richmond, Seton, that are parish schools, including the high school as well. So we do explore different models that exist, looking always at what best fits a given community in terms of their needs and their potential for growth or change of any kind.
Now, in the Archdiocese, most of the Catholic schools that you just mentioned, or I guess all of the ones that you just mentioned, are probably all Archdiocesan Catholic schools. But are there other Catholic schools in the Archdiocese that are different from the ones we were just talking about?
Yes. In addition to the parochial Catholic schools within that 68, we have a few that are private Catholic schools. And they operate under their own governance leadership structure, but because they are Catholic schools, they still remain under the umbrella of our wonderful Archbishop in terms of faith and morals.
Okay. Now, I'm a convert, so I did not attend Catholic schools, but my husband, through grade school, high school, and college, attended Catholic schools. So who can attend Catholic schools? Is there financial aid available? How do you go about discerning this and who can attend?
Great question, Patty. So we strive and work really hard at trying to meet the needs of all students, all families who desire a quality Catholic education and is committed to the mission to be able to have that opportunity. We would love to have our schools jam-packed with all students that want to be in our Catholic schools. And yes, there is financial aid available. We are blessed to live in a choice state here in Indiana, and so therefore we have what's called the Indiana Choice Voucher Program, which many of our students thankfully do qualify for and receive those benefits. We also have what's called the Tax Credit Scholarship, which is very great for those donors that want to donate and receive a wonderful benefit for that way, but those dollars go to students that otherwise might not be able to afford a Catholic education. And also our parishes and our schools work really hard at having different financial assistance available as well. So we would really recommend, Patty, to have anyone that's interested in receiving a Catholic education to reach out to the local Catholic school in your area, go in, meet the principal, take a tour of the school, and learn how that may be a very wonderful opportunity for you and your family.
We're going to take a short break here. We're talking to Gina Fleming, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and Mary McCoy, Assistant Superintendent for Catholic Schools. And we'll be right back with more Faith in Action right after this.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
The selfish become generous.
The bitter become better.
The sinner discovers forgiveness.
And the creator of love is introduced.
It's known to happen here.
Positive change.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
We're talking to Gina Fleming, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and Mary McCoy, Assistant Superintendent. And boy, we're finding out lots and lots to know. Absolutely. About Catholic Radio.
Well, and I want to give both the opportunity. We've had a number of Catholic schools here on Catholic Radio Indy, and every time we have the students or the educators or the principals or even the teachers, the excitement and joy and their the students as well as the parents' ability to choose their school is such a rich opportunity. And I'd love for either Gina or Mary for you to tell us about, we have so much to celebrate in our Catholic faith. What is it about the Catholic schools that you feel we would love to tell our listeners about?
Well, Jim and Patty, this is Gina, and what I understood was that we only have a few minutes left in this episode, so unfortunately, we do not have enough time to share everything that makes us excited about our Catholic schools, but I will try to give you a few examples. We, year over year, our high school students are demonstrating their God-given gifts and talents in multiple ways. We see them obtaining national merit honors, incredible college scholarships that are getting them not only into the college of their choice, but then allowing them to give back to their communities in multiple ways once they graduate. We have teams, both in athletics as well as academic competitions, winning awards along with individual honors in practically every area, whether that be speech and debate or theater, music in terms of choral or band, athletics, and of course overall academics. You know, we see a great dedication to service in our students. Some of that is required through service hours, but we see students constantly going above and beyond in this area. We see students doing amazing things with Catholic relief services, blood drives and food drives that they're coordinating and ensuring success. We see students building homes and choosing mission trips over some of the trips that frankly I might have chosen when I was 15. you know, students who are involved in things like dance marathons for local hospitals to help those who are struggling mentally, socially, emotionally, and certainly physically. We even have students who have joined foundations or student advisory groups for Anna's Celebration of Life Foundation and the Maley Foundation, both organizations that are aligned to our mission as Catholic schools in helping serve underserved populations in various ways. In our schools, religion is not just a class or course. It truly is an experience where faith is integrated into all aspects of what we do. I think about walking through halls and the way that students treat one another, the interactions that we see between teachers and students, the fact that when a community is suffering a terrible hardship, whether it's the loss of a loved one or the tragic loss of a young life, those communities are coming together in ways that you just don't see everywhere, and really focusing on that shared faith and that beautiful grace and love that God gives us and that binds us as one.
Now, talking
I will say, too, the high level of engagement and involvement of the many stakeholders that help us be successful each and every day. We have alumni who serve in our Catholic schools, but who also contribute in many different ways. Business partners, certainly Mary mentioned our pastors, our faculty, staff, leaders, parents, students. We just have an incredible community of multi-talented people who recognize the gift of Catholic education and continually let Christ's light shine through them so that our students may be successful today and in the future.
Now, you talked about having religion being part of not only the religion classes, but all of the whole school life. Something that's mm-hmm. on everybody's radar these days is bullying. And is there a diocesan-wide policy, or is that handled at the local level, or is that even a problem in Catholic schools?
There is a diocesan policy, and to say that we don't have bullying in our Catholic schools would be false. There is bullying that takes place anywhere and everywhere we go. And so I think what is unique about our Catholic schools is the way that we address bullying and the opportunity that we have for sharing Christ's love and mercy. But then also those teachable moments that come from those conversations and opportunities to really empower our young people to be a change in the way that that society operates. You see many messages right now about being kind. Well, that's something we've been teaching since Christ came to this earth. that's nothing new for us in Catholic schools. And so I think much of it is around the way we address bullying or teasing and the opportunities that we have to build young people around the gospel values.
So we're speaking to Gina Fleming, Superintendent of Catholic Schools, and Mary McCoy, Assistant Superintendent of Catholic Schools from the Archdiocese of Indianapolis here on Catholic Radio Indy. And we want to give everyone the opportunity. We know there are open houses. Typically, those are in the fall. But what are other ways people who are interested can either shadow or get in to visit a local Catholic school and find out more about the Catholic education?
Sure. Thanks for asking, Patty. You did mention open houses, and we do have many of our parish schools that are hosting open houses during Catholic Schools Week, either the weekend prior or the weekend following. So that is something to look for. We are in the midst of the registration and admissions process at all of our schools as we enter into February. Anyone can set up an appointment with the school leader at the Catholic school in their local area. And if you're unsure as to where that Catholic school might be or don't know all of the different Catholic schools within your driving distance, certainly feel free to visit our website at oce.archindy.org. That's oce.archindy.org. We do hope for those of you who subscribe to our weekly newspaper here at the Archdiocese, The Criterion, that you will snag a copy or two of this coming edition of The Criterion. It will include a 16-page supplement committed to our Catholic schools. It also will include a map and just beautiful stories that illustrate the incredible ways in which our faith is just brought to life in our Catholic schools.
And one last question, and this is, I know we tended to highlight the older schools, but is there a time that is too young to think about? I love that you talked about parents being the first educator of their children, but preschool even to look at, is that available through some of the parishes?
Absolutely. In fact, many of our schools start at, educating at age 3. We do have some early learning ministries in a few of our parish schools as well. And what we would recommend is that when that baby is in utero, you start thinking about Catholic education as a way to carry on our Catholic faith. And you schedule an appointment to meet with the school, visit throughout the coming years. And some of our schools even have some programming that allow kind of a mommy and me or daddy and donuts opportunity to come in and see the school firsthand while students are there growing and learning.
Now, does the school have needs that people have been, maybe parents can help fill, or maybe even non-parents, somebody
grandparents.
I could help out. Well, what could I do to help at a Catholic school?
Sure. Mary, do you want to kick this off?
Absolutely. We're always looking for wonderful volunteers in our schools, and there's just a number of different ways that people can get involved, whether it's coming in and just reading to students or even listening to a group of students read, or helping out during Catholic Schools Week, or helping out in the room as a room mom or a room grandma or room daddy or whatever. But our schools always have their doors opened and love it when people come and volunteer, whether it's our alum or just the retired or anyone that just has some extra time on their hands and want to hang out with kids in a Catholic school.
Now, I know.
Yeah, a great example of that, I think back to a year or two ago at Little Flower here in Indianapolis on the east side. There was a gentleman in the community with an engineering background, and the students had expressed an interest in helping homeless teens. And so with the innovative approach to STEM education at Little Flower, the school leader and this gentleman, this volunteer from the community, together helped this young group of middle school students literally build a tiny home. And it was just absolutely amazing to see how they brought all of those different aspects of STEM learning into a focus with our mission of serving others. And that was all because there was an individual in the community that had incredible time and expertise in a given area and was eager to kind of pay it forward. And we have more people sitting in our communities, sitting in our pews, who have that kind of talent, whether it be in the medical field or the business realm, that really could give a lot to our schools in ways that maybe they haven't even imagined needed.
And again, if somebody were finding themselves in that situation of wanting to give, how would they get in touch with you?
A couple of different ways. One is contact the school near you and see how your energies can best be put to use. Or you can contact our office. And Mary, why don't you share the contact information?
Sure. You can either go through our website at oce.archnd.org, or you can call our offices directly at 317-236-1400.
All right. Well, Catholic Schools Week is just around the corner. We want to thank Gina Fleming, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and Mary McCoy, Assistant Superintendent, for being our guest today on Faith in Action. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you
Thank
both,
you.
And everyone, please come and join us during Catholic Schools Week. God bless you all.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.